KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The story goes that when Hitler invaded Russia, the news came first to a few generals who then had to decide who was going to tell Stalin. No one, as you might imagine, wanted to be the one who brought the bad news to the well-known murderous dictator. I mean, no one wants to be the bringer of bad news to anyone, even people who are not mass murderers. But someone had to do it. I mean, someone had to wake him up and tell him that his plan of sitting World War II out had gone terribly wrong. Someone had to nudge him and whisper something like, "Chairman Stalin, Chairman Stalin, you made a mistake signing a pact with Hitler, who has now broken the treaty and has invaded the motherland. Any thoughts on the next steps vis-a-vis that?" But someone did it. The story is that a few of them did it together, and Stalin's reaction was unexpectedly hysterical. He cried, he had a breakdown, he wept and wailed, and then finally pulled himself together to start planning a war. But as the men who gave him the news left his bedroom, they all knew one thing. They would be dead by nightfall. They had seen the unseeable. They had seen Stalin weak. Okay, so I recognize that this is probably a bit of a stretch, but stick with me here. When the Motion Picture Academy raised the idea a few weeks before the Oscar ceremony of dispensing with the envelope opening and presentation of the Best Film Editing Award, at least during the live broadcast, it was hard not to think about those poor Russian generals who were executed just because of what they had seen, because film editors see everything. They see the bad takes and the great takes. They see the terrible camera work, the soft focus shots, the bad sound, the hapless direction. They see the scene chewing the actors do, the wasted shots, the frayed tempers, and the shoddy professionalism that takes place just before the director says action and just after the director says cut. I have seen editors create entire performances and some of the funniest sequences ever by using outtake material, footage from when the actor wasn't acting, just sitting, just being, instead of mugging or overacting or overplaying the moment. There are editors who improve the timing, punch up the jokes, make a spooky scene spookier, and who have papered over mistakes made on the set and in the script with judicious snips and blends, and often unnoticed by the very people who made the mistakes in the first place. I have seen an editor use the menacing look an actor gave to his assistant just off screen before the scene was rolling, for not delivering his coffee in a double cup. And once an actor stood up so abruptly and walked off screen, directly after he heard cut, that it was funny. So the editor used that in the final version, used something that no one had intended to film. Now, the editor's job is important, yes, but it's also the most dangerous, because the editor knows when the actor or actress rushes to the podium to get the big award just how much of that award was deserved. The editor knows that often the circle takes, the takes that the director chose, picked as the very best, are actually often the worst ones. And so the editor knows that when it says a film by, that's eye-rollingly hilarious a lot of the time. No wonder the Academy wanted to bury that award. It's a constant rebuke to the pomposity of the other biggies, director, picture, actor, actress, writer, and a reminder that while everything in the entertainment business is fixable, mostly, it still takes someone to fix it. Someone has to wake up Stalin, and that someone is going to pay a price. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll turn into pumpkin icons. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.